Carlisle. In early August, the town of Carlisle welcomed its first new Ukrainian family. With the outbreak of Russia's war on Ukraine, the Boyko family had fled to neighboring Poland. In July, they came to Canada on a flight destined for Regina. At the subsequent job fair held at the University of Regina, the Pig Improvement Company, PIC, offered them employment at their Carlisle Atlas location. Serhii and Yulia Boyko have three children. Their eldest son Ilya will turn 15 on August 28. Son Kirill is 10 and daughter Viesna is 15 months old. Translated from her home language, Viesna means spring. They have a dog, Martin, who is a 3-year-old purebred Golden Lab, and he was able to join them later in their journey. Judy Valentine is the manager of the Carlisle Housing Authority. A housing residence became available, and the family was able to immediately move into a rental property on Mountain Drive. The Boykos lived in the city of Kryvyi Rog, located in central Ukraine. It is the 7th largest city in the country and has a population of 650,000. Kryvyi Rog was built beside massive iron ore deposits, and the city is 126 kilometers long, paralleling those deposits. It is the hometown of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Both Serhii and Yulia were employed in the mining industry. Serhii worked with refractory material in metallurgical units such as open hearth and blast furnaces, air heaters, trenches and pipelines. For more than 10 years, he was employed by ArcelorMittal, the largest private company in Ukraine. Yulia was an engineer in an iron ore mine. The depth of the mine was over 1,500 meters. She designed workings in the mine and calculated the number of explosives needed to break up the iron ore mass. Both jobs provided them with a high standard of living. The war with Russia began in late February and Kryvyi Rog began to receive air missile attacks. ArcelorMittal closed their mines and halted all production in March. Yulia and the children fled to Poland. Yulia became very emotional talking about their move to Canada. "When I decided to go to Poland on the fifth day of the war, I was sure that everything would be settled in a week. That there could be a war in the 21st century in the center of Europe. Now I am not surprised at anything. If tomorrow they tell us that aliens have flown to us, then I will say, I don't see anything strange. Nothing surprises me anymore. When I went to Poland with my children, I did not take the dog with me, because it's only for a week, I thought. A month later, I found volunteers from Ukraine who helped me get my dog out. I often cry watching the news. I get angry at countries that are tolerant of Russia. Yes, I don't understand anything about politics. That is why I am crying from powerlessness." Yulia continued her story. "Because Kryvyi Rog is so big, we always wanted to get away, at least on weekends, to somewhere in a quiet place. Arriving in Canada, this desire became stronger. I was scared to live in a foreign city, in a foreign country, not knowing the people and not knowing what to expect from people. In Carlisle, I am calm, I am not afraid for the children. Of course, I will miss my past life," she added. "We had to leave everything and learn to live again. In our family, I have the hardest time adapting to a new life. But everyone supports me. After all medical, immigration and work visa requirements are met, the Boykos should commence employment at the Atlas PIC facility in early September. They have purchased a vehicle and are more than willing to give their new lives a try. School will begin in September with translators being provided by the Southeast Cornerstone Public School Division. When Yulia was asked about meeting the people of Carlisle and being offered any sort of assistance, she said, "It seems to me that sometimes our family looks from the outside as not being friendly. It happens in moments of despair, when we all feel dumb when we can't say a few words in response. Then, we all want to hide. One day we will learn the language, I hope. Any help, financial, material and moral, is priceless for us. We are very grateful for everything."